And I fished Devil's Lake. That's on the next to Rio Grande. And I fished Falcon Lake. I didn't go to the Highland Lakes. I learned my area here and knew where to go. And I had an old uncle, bachelor uncle. He and I did a lot of that fishing. Then when he died, of course, my first wife passed away, but later on when I married Joe, she liked fishing. We did a lot of fishing. And that's why we had that boat and camper. That's a thrush.
Making a racket.
Yeah. They come down this time of year and they stay here wintertime.
Is that what most people fish for, catfish and bass?
Catfish and bass, yeah. But I pretty well stowed up my left leg, left knee with arthritis. And we're getting up that age where I said, well, old people don't have business, any business of being way out in the brush by themselves.
You're not old.
And so we decided if we want to go fishing, we'll just go down to the coast somewhere, some fish off the piers, a charter boat, which we just did the day before yesterday and didn't do any good.
Yeah. How old are you, by the way?
73. I caught one big bass out of Medina Lake, was 9.5 pounds. Then I caught several 8 pounds. And oodles of catfish, that is channel cat. We caught some of what we call the shovel head, the flat-headed, you know. Yeah. Appaloosius, I believe they call them, or the real name. We caught them up to 30, 35 pounds.
Is this catfish?
Catfish.
Well, that's pretty good size.
Yeah. Yeah, about that long.
What do you use for bait?
Well, for those big shovel heads, we use live perch. And there's a certain perch that was better than the other type, which we learned to know, you know, over a period of years. Now for the channel cat, we use earthworms and grasshoppers, and call a year grasshoppers. Now the most channel cat we caught were at the Devil's Lake, down on the Devil's River. That we did almost totally catfishing, trout lining, you know. We'd have 12 trout lines. We had around 500 or more hooks. And out of those, we usually put out about 400, 450 hooks. And I was the only one to worm to bait the hooks with worms, nighttime, you know.
Right.
Take a little sand in a box, put a few worms in, you can handle them better. And I didn't have to see, I could just by feel do that, you know.
Right. Well, when you're fishing for bass, do people around here ever use these little silver-colored fish for bait?
Yeah. Live, and of course you have your lure on that order, too. But goldfish are good bait, too. A lot of people use goldfish.
Thank you, ma'am.
I hope it's not too cold.
No, this will be fine. Good. I'm sure you probably have the same thing here in Texas, but in Alabama, especially around these big dams, some of those catfish grow to just enormous size. You hear about people catching catfish that weigh close to 100 pounds,
yeah.
Something like that.
Well, there are not too many of those left around here, I guess.